an incredibly brave, amazing doctor. And I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself, please. And thank you so much for doing this.
Okay, my name is Dr. Christiane Northrup. I'm a board-certified OBGYN physician trained at Dartmouth Medical School, Tufts New England Medical Center. I'm a former clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. I'm the author of 3 New York Times best-selling books, including Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause, and Goddesses Never Age. I've done 8 highly successful public television specials. I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show 10 different times, and all the numerous TV shows like Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray and NBC Nightly News.
And you very kindly and bravely have this knowledge. And we want to talk, let's start off by talking about this vaccine that's coming. I want to get a background on you, but I think let's go straight into it. This COVID vaccine, can you tell us what we do know about it and what you, from your experience, fear for the people that may take it?
Yes, there's never been a vaccine like this. It's an RNA vaccine. It is what's called transinfection. It will fundamentally change people's DNA. And what I don't like about it even more than the usual thing about the toxic metals that are in vaccines that make our bodies literally into an antenna with 5G, this one has the usual non-human DNA, like, you know, monkeys, maybe fetal cells, pigs, whatever. And so it begins to make us what's called chimers, C-H-I-M-E-R, introducing non-human DNA into our bodies. What is worse, though, is that there is a patent and work that they've done at MIT to make a dye, and the patent of the dye is called luciferase, and under a light you'd be able to see who was vaccinated, who wasn't. And the deal is to store your biometric information, because this vaccine will have nanoparticles, nanocrystalline particles that are actually little robots, and they like little antennas, and they will have the ability to take your biometric data, not only your vaccine record, but your breathing, your heart rate, your activity, sexual activity, these drugs that you're taking, where you travel, all of that, and then take that data and store it in the cloud. What's even more concerning is that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on March 26, 2020, applied for a patent, patent number 060606, to take that biometric data, give you a barcode, and connect each of us to cryptocurrency so that we would become literally slaves to the system. Like everything, it would be the end of privacy, the end of freedom, because who gets the data? Who uses the data? And what do they do with it? So this patent to connect the vaccinated to cryptocurrency, making all humans a commodity, is extremely concerning. And everyone should be concerned, given that this is a virus from which 99.9% of people recover. So I believe before, and by the way, once those nanoparticles go in, there's no detoxing from them. There's no getting them out of there. They combine with your DNA and you're suddenly programmable. And with the proposed 5G networks, the body would be an antenna where you could be controlled from outside of yourself. There you have it.
Makes sense. Now, okay, let's go back to this COVID vaccine. There's a lot of questions about that. So this is the vaccine that they want you to have, the flu vaccine. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yes, the flu vaccine, the problem with the flu vaccine is